Katie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. This is a special report from ABC News Healthcare Killing Update. The manhunt for the gunman in last week's deadly shooting attack of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson has led to an arrest in Pennsylvania. Police in Altoona taking Luigi Mangione in custody, saying he's a person of interest after a McDonald's employee called in a tip from photos of the suspected gunman. ABC's Aaron Katursky says authorities say they found fake IDs, a mask, and a gun similar to the one used in the killing.
The authorities credited good old-fashioned police work with getting that image out from the countless hours of surveillance footage from 60,000 surveillance cameras in New York City, and then the heads-up a member of the public who called it in.
Authorities say he is being held on unrelated gun charges and say Mangione is from Maryland. The 26-year-old also graduating from the University of Pennsylvania in 2020. This is ABC News. The fate of Alex Jones's InfoWars platform back in the spotlight as a Texas court reviews allegations of fraud in its bankruptcy auction.
A bid by The Onion satirical outlet to buy Alex Jones' InfoWars platform is under scrutiny today in a Houston courtroom. Jones alleges collusion after a trustee chose The Onion's lower bid in a November auction over his own affiliated company's higher offer. The sale is part of Jones' personal bankruptcy case following $1.5 billion in defamation judgments over his false Sandy Hook's hoax claims. Proceeds from the sale are intended to go toward the Sandy Hook families and Jones' creditors. Dave Packer, ABC News.
More than 180 people killed in Haiti's capital this weekend amid a spike in gang violence. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said the violence in Port-au-Prince was orchestrated by the leader of a powerful gang. These latest killings bring the death toll in Haiti this year to 5,000 people. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and a little breezy tonight with lows in the low 20s. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 20s for tomorrow. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 40 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin schools getting more federal aid for mental health support. The Department of Public Instruction announcing the state will get $10 million over the next 5 years to improve counseling services for students. DPI was one of just 22 agencies in the country to get funding under a new round of grants. AT&T is phasing out landline phones, including in Wisconsin. Over the next 5 years, the company will move all landlines to newer digital services. Governor Tony Evers says he'll veto any budget that requires state workers to return to the office. On WISN's Upfront program, Evers said his administration wants the best people possible working for the state. And sometimes that means they will work from home, either part-time or full-time, and that's working out fine.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Durand area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Numbers are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. The WRDN listing area will not escape the cold snap that is coming for Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says highs will go from the upper 40s today to the single digits by Thursday. Now, there is a chance for snow tomorrow night and into Wednesday morning, though forecasters aren't talking about much accumulation. A jury has found a Menominee man not guilty of sexual crimes against children. Nicholas Schlue was charged last year with 4 counts of child sex crimes, including 2 counts of second-degree child sexual assault. After a 2-day trial in Dunn County last week, jurors found Schlue not guilty on all charges. There's a new Clark County sheriff. Governor Tony Evers will appoint Kerry Kim as sheriff following Scott Haynes' resignation. He's worked with the Sheriff's Department for 33 years and is the current detective captain. Kern will serve the rest of the current term, which ends in 2027. A man and woman in Adams County are facing multiple charges after resisting arrest and injuring 2 law enforcement officers. The Adams County Sheriff's Department said a deputy tried to serve a warrant on a previous charge to a man who had stopped at a residence in the town of Big Flats. Now, the man allegedly resisted arrest, and a woman in the vehicle with the man reportedly started attacking the deputy. The deputy then allegedly tased the man, but the woman grabbed the taser and tossed it away as the two continued attacking the deputy. The Sheriff's Department says the deputy was able to handcuff both suspects, although the woman later attacked a City of Adams police officer. An incident happened Wednesday. Both suspects then were released Friday after posting bail. There'll be a second term for the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Brian Schimming was first elected to the position in December of 2022. The Republican Party of Wisconsin Executive Committee met Saturday and reelected him. Under Schimming's leadership, the party delivered Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to President-elect Donald Trump, only the second time a Republican candidate has won Wisconsin since 1984. The party also held on to a 6-2 Republican delegation in the U.S. House and maintained Republican majorities in the state legislature. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
A Durand company has received a $51,000 grant from USDA. Black's Valley Egg Supply received the grant through USDA's Rural Energy for America program. The company will use the grant to install a solar electric array at their facility just off of Highway D in Durand. The project is expected to save the business about $7,800 in energy costs per year and generate 132,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per year, which is enough energy to power 12 homes. This weekend, authorities in Goodhue County say they believe they found the body of a man who's been missing in Cannon Falls. The Goodhue County Sheriff's Department said they found the body of a man believed to be 60-year-old Christopher Dobson in the Cannon River. The body has not been positively identified by the medical examiner. They found the body in about 5 feet of water on the south side of the river, which was downhill from where Dobson lived. He had been reported missing after he took his dog for a walk. The dog was found later at a neighbor's house. Two people are dead after a crash in Fall Creek. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department said it happened Saturday afternoon on Highway 12. Deputies say one of the people drove their car across the center line and then hit the other. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. The Sheriff's Department says a passenger in one of the cars was flown to the emergency room with serious injuries. Lawmakers will get an update from Wisconsin's Technical College boss this week. Technical College System President Layla Merrifield is due to speak to the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue Wednesday. Lawmakers say they are continuing their look into how to better train a new workforce for the state. Wisconsin has long been facing a worker shortage, and the UW system is facing a student shortage. The hope is to use the technical college system in the state to solve at least one of the shortages. Wisconsin's governor will draw a hard line over getting state employees back to their offices. Governor Evers said during an interview on Upfront he would veto the next state budget if Republican lawmakers demand that state workers go back to work in person. The governor says he wants to focus on having the best people working for the state. He's not worried about where they work. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants state employees back in the office at least 4 days a week. On Sunday, he took to Twitter to remind the governor that lawmakers have ignored almost every one of his budget requests in the past and are likely to do so again next spring. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A new tour at Minnesota's Judy Garland Museum is allowing the public to learn more about one of the museum's less-than-stellar moments, the Ruby Slipper Theft Guided Tour. Details the 2005 burglary that led to a multi-year search for a pair of shoes used in The Wizard of Oz. Museum officials say the tour was prompted by visitors who wanted to know how the theft happened. The slippers were recovered by the FBI in 2018. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line. Plus, four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Bill Ballyhoo's playoff changes. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Christopher Bell has competed in four playoffs during his five-year stint in the NASCAR Cup Series. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot commented on the schedule changes to the final 10 races of 2025, highly anticipating the round of 16, 12, and 8.
Those have turned into the super good, exciting rounds where I think a lot of us will say that we can kind of control our own destiny. Talladega being added to the round of 8 is really scary, but there are some positives to it too. You know, I think the likelihood of a round of 8 driver winning at Talladega is slightly decreased compared to being at, you know, a Homestead or Vegas or Martinsville, so it might open up another points position, but Talladega in the round of 8 is going to be, it's going to be wild.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Packers return to work today after a few days off. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They have four games left in the regular season, starting with a Sunday night battle in Seattle. At this point, they're battling for wild card positioning and currently occupy the second wild card spot, two games behind the Vikings in the NFC. Week 14 comes to a close tonight in Dallas, where the Cowboys host the Cincinnati Bengals. Wisconsin and Marquette are gearing up for the NCAA Volleyball Regionals this week. The Badgers will take on Texas A&M in Lincoln on Friday. That one starts at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. Marquette is at Penn State against the Nittany Lions. That one starts at 2:30 on ESPN2. The basketball Badgers return to Big Ten action tomorrow night against Illinois in Champaign, Wisconsin. After losing at Marquette on Saturday, carries a two-game losing streak into play tomorrow night. Baseball's winter meetings are underway in Dallas. They will run through Wednesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Big deadline day tomorrow for hunters in the Badger State. If you want a 2025 black bear or wild turkey harvest authorization, you need to get that application in by tomorrow, Tuesday, December 10th. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds black bear and turkey hunters that applications for the 2025 black bear and spring turkey hunting seasons are due by 11:59 p.m. tomorrow on Tuesday, December 10th. Hunters can apply for harvest authorizations or purchase preference points towards future drawings through gowild.wi.gov or any authorized license agent. The drawing for 2025 black bear harvest authorizations will occur in February. Applicants selected in the drawing are notified by mail shortly after and may purchase their 2025 Class A bear license beginning in March. For more information on bear hunting in Wisconsin, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and simply search bear hunting. Turkey harvest authorizations are issued through a preference-based drawing system. The spring harvest authorization drawing takes place in late January. And for more details on turkey hunting, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search turkey hunting. Remember to apply by tomorrow. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Blue Barn. Share the West.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and a little breezy tonight with lows in the low 20s. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 20s for tomorrow. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 40 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, broadcasting today at the Nebraska Farm Bureau's annual meeting that is underway in Kearney, Nebraska. Well, the markets, some might question, are we thinking about a holiday trade? Is that mode? We're a couple weeks away yet. 16 days, by the way, till Christmas. So, but is the market starting to get that pre-holiday feel? We've got a WASDE report coming out tomorrow. We know that the cattle numbers finished up to the upside with some mixed numbers on the feeders and the hogs. We're going to dive in today as Kyle Bumstead joins us to break down this market trade. And, you know, Kyle, we look at what's been happening in this cattle market. First notice day, let's start there for December in the live cattle. What are you seeing in the trade action?
That's a good question, Susan. First of all, thanks for having me back. And yeah, as you said, we've got just a few days left here before the end of the year. This year is winding down very quickly. We've got this week and one more full week of trade. Then we start to enter that holiday weeks where you have, shortened sessions and, days off and things like that. So, a lot of position squaring here probably going into the end of the year, but it does feel like we're getting that light volume. But to answer your question here on the cattle, Friday was the option expiration. And with that, we saw the open interest drop in the live cattle complex down 9,787 contracts on volume of a little over 55,000. And a lot of folks said, oh, that looks pretty bearish, boy. You know, when you see how that thing sold off there at the end. But most of the open interest come out of that December contract, and December goes into delivery here today, or this is when you'll see if there's any delivery notices posted here. And there's been some question out there if we'll see some deliveries in the South around, in Texas and New Mexico and whatnot, but I don't think we will here, especially with the South trading 191.5 as we saw there last Friday after the close. And I think that's probably what we're going to be set up for again here this week. And I look for cash to be no worse than steady at best here this week so far. And it's kind of depending on what the product does. Now, we did see a little bit of upside in the product here, and that does happen. Last week was a pay week, and folks got paid, and they filled up their carts there, and they put some beef in there, obviously, here with the way we saw box beef move. But the question is, do they keep that kind of movement going here throughout the holidays? I'm still skeptical of that. We do see a seasonal drop here in box beef as we get around this holiday time frame. And then we also seasonally see a setback here in the cattle futures as well. So I'm kind of on the verge of both of those here with the way these non-commercial funds have been adding to their position here. We saw that drop there, back in, it'd be back in November. They dropped about 700 points there, and the funds kind of held in their position here, and they've been adding to their position ever since. So kind of makes me think that they're kind of in here for the long haul, but I do have to respect the action here. We are getting up into some areas here where it could be tough to make a new all-time high here from these levels. We do need to have some buyer step in here and prop this thing up. And we've got these funds that are, got quite a few longs here on the books, both live and feeder cattle.
So can we say that this market may be a bit overdone and is a top in place? I don't want to think that for the live cattle, but and the feeder perspective, but do you think that could be a possibility?
I don't think there's a top in place. I look for us to set back, yes, but I think as we get after the first of the year here, we can go on and make new highs here as we push forward. So that is possible here. But I just kind of think you're going to see some volatile swings here. As we talked about, there's not very many trading days left here until the end of the year. And we could see some volatile swings here, both to the downside and back to the upside. So we've seen some of that action here last week. It did look like topping action, and some are saying it's still topping action. I know I've been quoted as saying it's topping action, and I still kind of feel that way. You see the big up days, and it's followed by the big down days, and then it tries to come back, and then it has another big down day. And so it does have the classic feel of a topping action here. I just don't know if we're going to fall off the edge like some folks are hoping.
But I know that some of the chatter, Friday and even into Saturday was we were seeing some decent numbers moving through the sale barns and not as many heifers coming through as well. So there's some optimism.
Yeah, there's some optimism out there as far as the feeders go, and there better be some optimism here in this deferred live cattle contract too. For what these folks are giving for feeders out there, there's nothing really that pencils right now. April's got to have some of the cheaper ones I saw had to have a 192 to pencil out, and June's had to have a 190 to 192 as well for those to pencil out. So question is, are we really going to get that kind of rally in the fat board? Because everybody knows we're short on numbers. Everybody knows that we're, sending more heifers. We're not keeping back heifers yet. There's not a lot of retention of the heifers yet. So we know that the numbers are short. We know the numbers are short coming at us. And it's a futures market, Susan. It will be traded in, and then it will happen. And then folks will sit there and say, but our numbers and things like that. but it's already been traded in. So keep that in mind. And option volatility has been very low recently as well, too. I think option volatility dropped again on Friday here for both live and feeder cattle. So if you've got a bias and want to trade this market, I would recommend going to the options because they're a lot less risky. I'm not a seller of options. I'm more of a buyer of options where you have a known risk.
Well, and then you add to it, I mean, you talked about at the beginning of this report, we've only got a couple of weeks left till the Christmas holiday, and we're going to start seeing some of these sale barns backing off on their sales just to get, you know, into the new year.
That is correct. That is correct. We will. Once we get through this week, for sure, there's going to be some sales that really, it's going to really start to slow down. And most of your sales over the holidays between Christmas and New Year's, the week before Christmas, a lot of those are going to be bred cow sales and cow sales and things like that, because not a lot of feed yards want to take delivery on the holidays or holiday weeks. So there's going to be some of that to deal with here as we move forward. Now, this week we're buying for a full kill week next week, and next week we're going to be buying for a shortened kill week for the following week because it's Christmas. So we do have that. Then the following week is New Year's, so we're going to have to deal with that too. We've got two shortened kill weeks coming up here.
Well, before we go to commercial break, sluggishness, I mean, the hogs had a kind of a mixed to a pressuring market today. Is this going to set the tone for the rest of the week?
It is possible, but we did see a pretty decent hit here on these hogs here today. We did trade through Friday's high just a little bit on that February contract. February's high was 87.57 on Friday, and today's high was 87.87. So eclipsed it by about 30 cents. Did run down here and find a little bit of support here down towards this 15-day moving average around 86.12, 86.12 and a half. Today's low is 86.20. So we are coming up against a little support. Last week's low there of 85.37 and a half is going to be some pretty good support that needs to hold. But again, that market there does act like it's seeing some topping action as well.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again here to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues with Kyle Bumstead, and we kind of left off talking about what was happening in the hogs. We're going to switch gears and go over to the grain side of the action. And I know you're not a big one when it comes to government reports, but we do have a WASDE report out tomorrow. What are some of your preliminary thinkings of these numbers?
Well, I guess I'm going to say it like that. There's a report tomorrow, question mark, but I'm looking at the overall fundamental picture of this thing. Both bean basis and corn basis has been very strong here for the producer. Today looked like there were some producers selling. We saw the March lose to May and the May lose to July as far as the spreads go, but long-term on this corn complex in specific, May versus July at 2.5 cents carry, that's not a lot of carry out there, but again, the non-commercial funds have a decent size length in this corn complex, so you could see them pull the rug out from underneath this thing either side of the first of the year here, either taking profit before the first of the year or making themselves look good here on the first quarter of next year. Now, when you look at some of the ratios out there as far as soybeans to corn at 2.29 Novi beans versus East corn in 2025, it still favors growing corn. So you could potentially be looking at 94, 95 million acres. And I know a lot of folks won't be putting any weight into that spread here until we get to March and say, well, that's when farmers decide. But most of the farmers decided what they're going to plant already anyway. And I'm thinking there's going to be more corn acres. And East corn at 439 and a quarter out there really isn't enticing to sell. So, you know, the biggest upside targets are going to be 450 and then 460 and then 470 based off the charts. Basically, it's every dime above here. Now, short term here, we do have good short term and intermediate term demand. Obviously, that March, May corn spreads at 6.25 cents, not a lot of carry out there. And the March, July spreads at 8.75 cents. So, what it says is if folks are letting go of some of those bushels, maybe it's re-ownership time here with some options, and options are very cheap. Corn options have been, corn and bean options have been, the volatility has been very low in those recently, and it's been dwindling down. So it's more of a buyer's market in the corn and bean options right now at this time, too.
Now, I'd read earlier today that China's got some concerns with their corn crop in its condition and how it's looking. What are you hearing? And is that maybe bring a possibility of some U.S. purchases, even though it's Brazil getting ready to do some harvesting?
It's possible. We've still got the freshest corn on the market right now for a couple more months. And, you know, as far as China having issues with their corn crop, they don't buy number two yellow corn from us anyway. So, I mean, I don't know where it would slow them down or anything as far as, you know, using their own crop, even if it isn't in the best of shape. So, barring a massive cut in production over there, I don't see what it would, what things would change doing that, I guess, as far as the quality is concerned, Susan.
So what else are you looking at when you look overall at this grain complex? I know we talked about it on a livestock perspective as we get closer to that pre-holiday trade feel. What are you seeing as some marketing factors we need to be kind of reeling in and looking at?
Well, that's a good question there. And I was going to hit on the soybeans as well, too. Soybeans have been kind of locked in a range here. And you look at that January contract, we've been trading from about that $9.75 to $10. Coincidentally, today's high in Jan beans is $10.03.5. And it wouldn't surprise me if we're down around $9.75 to $9.78 here towards the end of the week or some point in time this week. And it could happen as early as tomorrow. And I look for things maybe to be a little bit softer here starting out tomorrow with the way the spreads closed out. We'd see the bean spreads close about a quarter cent lower in that Jan to March at 5.75 cents, the March to May at 9.75 cents, and the May to July at 11.75 cents. So still pretty tight spreads out there. The basis has been still firming up here as far as soybeans go. So it does say that we do have good short-term and intermediate-term demand. Long-term, judging off the spreads, is there's still some long-term demand out there as well, too. Now, there's been all kinds of rumors out there. Haven't seen any official headlines as of this recording about China canceling some U.S. cargoes out of the PNW and going to Brazil. I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon until you see it, but the market already knows it, and the market's probably already priced it in. So we do have that, you know, and like I said in the last segment, it's a futures market, and a lot of that stuff is taken care of before before the headlines even drop.
Well, you know, when you look at those weekly export inspection numbers, it was solid on the corn side, and they called it strong as well when you look at soybeans.
Yeah, we have had strong corn and soybean exports here. We've seen decent flash sales here, you know, announced here the last couple 3 weeks. You know, in the mornings we've seen around a little after 8 o'clock, you'll see some decent sales here as far as you know, beans, soybeans, or soybean meal, or bean oil, and even corn. Mexico and you know, their corn purchases have been interesting as well too. They've been really ramping up their corn purchases, and I still want to stress to folks too. We know what's coming as far as the changing of the guard at the White House. We've been through this before. So I think that there's some preliminary buying, getting some of the stuff taken care of before that change of leadership takes place, just in case there are some issues when it comes to tariffs and trade wars and things like that.
All right. As we get ready to wrap up this week's episode, or today's episode, what are some of the things you really want us to keep in mind for the rest of the trading week?
Keep in mind for the rest of the trading week, I want to watch this corn market, how it reacts on that 445 to 450 mark as far as March goes. And if we get back down around 430, what happens there? You're trading a range bound here in corn beans as well. Like I said, $9.75 to $10. And as far as the cattle complex goes, going to be watching this feeder cattle as far as cash sales here. We do have a decent run in Oklahoma City today, so I want to see how those cattle trade out there as far as on the cash side there, because that does definitely set a tone here for the week. And as far as the live cattle side of things go, I'm going to go with steady firm, a call on the cash market here. And I think it's going to be late this week before we see any cash trade at all, period. But I'm also going to be watching here as far as Tuesday and Wednesday, what happens here with positioning for the non-commercial traders. And
all right, that has been the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group. See all the December auctions online at steffesgroup.com. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, the USDA will release the final World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report for 2024. And while analysts don't expect to see big changes, strong recent corn exports could help shrink our domestic supply. I'll have the outlook after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered.
With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to StephisGroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit StEffesGroup.com today. That's StephisGroup.com. In November, the USDA projected U.S. corn ending stocks at 1.938 billion bushels on their monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, and they had an average yield of 183.1 bushels per acre. Looking ahead to tomorrow's report release, analysts suggest that current USDA export sales projections may be underestimated, as total corn export sales are 39% ahead of where they were last year, and that strong export pace was confirmed last Thursday with the export sales report showing corn sales at 1.732 million metric tons. That's a four-week high and well above market expectations. The October export data revealed just over 4 million metric tons of corn shipped. That's the highest for that month since 2018. Dried distillers grains exports also set a record for October at 1.114 million metric tons. That's up 10% from the prior month. And ethanol shipments totaled 143.45 million gallons, the second largest exports ever for October, despite a nearly 4% month-over-month decline. If those adjustments occur tomorrow, the 2024-25 corn ending stocks might drop below that 1.9 billion bushels, which could be potentially supportive for higher prices. On the soybean balance sheet, last month's report saw the national average soybean yield reduced to 51.7 bushels per acre, and analysts expect the December report to maintain that figure. Export sales are on track to meet USDA estimates, though robust soybean oil exports have driven some strong crush demand here domestically, and that could lead to an increase in crush estimates and a further reduction in those bean ending stocks below 470 million bushels, which would tighten the supply side of that balance sheet. In wheat, the USDA has made minor adjustments to U.S. wheat ending stocks for the past few months. However, again, recent export sales have strengthened. Total sales are at 544 million bushels, which is 23% ahead of last year's pace and slightly above that five-year average. I'll be back with more after this.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Historically, the December WASDE report tends to have a minimal impact on the markets because usually the USDA waits until their January so-called final yield report for any big balance sheet adjustments. However, with the recent explosion of U.S. corn exports, tomorrow's report might have some good news for U.S. farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group, with over 80 years of auction experience. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and a little breezy tonight with lows in the low 20s. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 20s for tomorrow. Some snow showers Tuesday night. Lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com.
It's 39 right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar, but I could change all that if I had a couple $1,000,000. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it,
can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, you can buy me a boat.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Leave me wishing still one more day with
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? I guess I was thinking about that.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A man now in custody in connection with the